ever feel down and out about having a disability?
Yes.
Do you ever feel like your life is not worth living because you're a cripple?
Yes.
Do you ever feel like you're a subhuman being?
I think the TV's talking to me.
Well, if we're talking to you, then you know what you need?
What? What do I need?
You need to trade in your bad attitude.
How do I do that?
Just call the number on the screen. 1-800, the only disability in life is a bad attitude. Trade in your bad attitude for a good one, and you won't be disabled anymore.
Hooray!
Only 4 easy payments of $19.95. Shipping and handling fees apply. Emily Liddell.
And I'm Kyle Cacciadorian.
And you're listening to the first episode of The Accessible Stall in 2018.
What are we going to talk about today, Emily?
We're going to make some resolutions, but we're going to make them for ourselves, and we're going to make them for the disability community. I mean, we can't really tell you how to live your lives, but we can.
We're going to try.
Definitely tell you what we think you should be doing.
Which is almost completely similar.
But except it's not, because take our advice and take our thoughts with a grain of salt, as always.
So, let's get right down to it. Emily, what are your resolutions for 2018?
I thought about this for a while, and I realized that making resolutions is hard, and I never stick to them. So, now that you know that I have zero self-accountability, I'm taking a new approach this year.
How so?
I decided to give myself a word. And I have to do everything in accordance with that word.
Okay. And what's the word?
Intention.
Hmm.
So, I'm not 100% sure what I mean by that. But I think that it means to make choices and decisions intentionally in ways that will be the most ideal to further whatever area I'm trying to grow in. And I'm sure that
kind of makes sense.
That definition's probably gonna morph a lot, but right now I think that living an intentional life and being conscious about the decisions that I make is a lot better than saying, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds or do a marathon or something like that. I just don't do stuff like that. I can't stick to goals like that. I need to be a little bit broader in my reasoning.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't really, it puts too much pressure on yourself to set a resolution. I've tried, and some of them I succeeded, but most of them I haven't. So, I don't know. To me, resolutions are like, how am I going to disappoint myself by the end of the year, starting on the first day of the year?
We're not pessimistic or anything.
No, I'm not. I'm not being pessimistic at all. That's just what happens. And it's like, why do I do this to myself?
Well, I think that we make it easy to set ourselves up for failure when we use this arbitrary marker of a change in year to decide that we're going to completely overhaul and revamp our lives.
I mean, I get why you do it, but I don't have the self-discipline to do half the things I say that I want to do.
I'm sure if I really set my mind to something, I could, but I think that living with intention is better than intending on achieving goals, if that makes any sense.
I mean, yeah, for you it does. I don't know. I need my goals to be concrete. I don't like nebulous goals, because then it's very easy to say, oh, look, I did it.
Well, I guess I had
even if you didn't
one goal for 2017 that 18. I no for 2017. The
oh, really?
Yeah, no, I'm saying like I had a goal for 2017 and I hit that goal.
What was it?
It was to have something published in the New York Times disability op-ed section.
There you go. That's right.
So did that, been there, done that. But now the problem with resolutions for me is that I sort of worry about never feeling good enough. And like, I always have to do something better and top myself or top somebody else. And that competitiveness with yourself and others is just not healthy. Like, I'm already sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, what am I going to do in 2018? That's so great.
Whatever you want, man.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. I can't prescribe that for myself. It's just going to happen. Whatever happens, happens.
Well, whatever happens is going to happen, whether or not you resolve yourself to it.
Right.
Like, whether or not you declare it.
Right. And that's why I want to be intentional rather than resolute.
There you go. Well, I don't know. I'm going to lose some weight and become better in shape, which is a sentence that doesn't make any sense at all.
You're losing weight?
Yeah, no, I have to, because I can't fit in my pants and I'm too ashamed to go buy new ones.
That's an interesting
factoid. I'm not actually ashamed. I just was like, I know how big I am, but it turns out I don't.
So that's more concrete.
Yeah, but I'll do it because,
like, is it just because of the pants? Or is it like a self-image, self-esteem thing?
No, it's literally because of the pants. Like, I put on a brand new pair of pants that I was like, I know my waist size. This absolutely 100% fits me. And then I struggled to put them on and I like laughed at myself and I'm like, well, that's it. Here I am.
See, for me, it's not so much about being like, yeah, I'm going to lose weight this year. It's like, I'm going to be intentional about doing exercise every day.
Oh, I do that too, but I'm still sticking to it back from the last episode we've done it. So I can't exactly say that that's a resolution if I'm still doing it from last
year. Your treadmill thing?
Yeah, although I did set an arbitrary goal for myself in 2018, which was to make sure to walk at least a mile every day, which should be easy given my commute to and from my job, which means that I should inevitably increase it if it becomes too easy, because otherwise it's just like if it's happening anyway, that's like saying I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning, God willing. It's like you're going to do that anyway. It's not really a goal.
I, too, have a goal to walk a mile.
Well, no. All you need to do is improve your attitude.
Because the only disability in life is a bad attitude. So if I would just knock it off with that.
Mm-hmm. If you just stop being depressed, you might be able to walk tomorrow. You ever think of that?
2018, a whole new me who walks.
Mm-hmm. You heard it here, Frost. First and folks at the same time, Frost. It's a new word that I just made.
When I try to explain this whole intentional thing, I feel like it sounds either like I'm being ridiculous or it's a total cop-out. But I just want it to be more that I'm not setting myself up to fail by creating these concrete goals, but rather in the moment, I'm going to decide what my intention is. Am I going to do something that's good for myself? My intention is obviously to take care of myself. Or am I going to do something that's not good for myself? My intention is never to harm myself. So that's kind of how I'm looking at it. Kind of taking it in baby steps rather than this big overarching thing that I have to do.
Well, no matter what happens, I have no doubt that 2018 will be good to the both of us.
I hope so. Because personally, it was pretty solid. Like, can't complain. Professionally, pretty solid. Can't complain. But on the global whole, it was a dumpster fire.
Oh, 2017? Mm-hmm. Professionally, it was baller for me. Personally, it was ups and downs. Mostly ups, though. Net positive. And as far as the global scale, I mean, there was 2016. And then 2017 came along and was like, hold my beer.
hold all my beers.
Yeah, watch this.
I'd prefer 2018 not be like that.
I mean, you know, there's reasons to be hopeful, and I'm going to be hopeful for as long as the news lets me.
Well, I was just watching the news and it wasn't particularly happy. Not a great way to start off the new year. There was like tons of negativity as usual and maybe one little happy thing at the end about a guy whose piano was damaged in a recent hurricane, and Vanessa Carlton saw the news clip about it, and I'm pretty sure she bought him a new piano.
That is very wholesome and beautiful.
So may there be many more pianos purchased by Vanessa Carlton in the future.
For you and yours.
So in order for 2018 not to be a giant dumpster fire, which I don't know how much control any one of us has over that, beyond personal things, what resolutions do you think that the disability community as a whole, although I realize that we're completely, what is it, factious, like factions, or fractious, like divided? Do you get what I'm saying?
No.
I was just trying to think of the right word to use. The disability community is totally divided, probably
fractured.
Fractured, but I think that factious or fractious is a word.
I've never heard either of those. I'm sounding completely uneducated. If somebody out there knows that that's a word, they're like calling me an idiot.
No, I'm probably lying. But the point is that community is a tough word in and of itself because we don't really act like a community. So what resolutions can we set for ourselves to do better this year?
You're putting the first resolution on me? Oh my God.
Bet I am.
This is so much pressure. I think if I had to pick one, it would have to be to take everything, no matter what it is, no matter how bad it sounds, in the context of the world rather than, you know, reading a headline that sounds awful and just stopping when you get to the bottom of the article. Or better still, I mean, this is going to sound like I'm losing faith in the disability community, but, you know, don't share headlines like they're not exaggerated to get you to read them. And instead, you know, before you form an opinion, read your articles that you're sharing. That's a good one.
I'm aware this has nothing to do with what you said, but I Googled and factious is a word.
Oh, good.
Relating or inclined to a state of faction, like a factious country, divided, split, schismatic, discordant,
conflicted. Okay, cool.
Argumentative, disagree.
I learned something.
Disputatious.
You're describing this podcast.
Describing our relationship, Kyle. Now, fractious. Oh my gosh. Fractious, irritable, and quarrelsome.
Oh my God. Now you're just describing yourself.
Shut up. So fractious and factious are both accurate words, neither of which I was using particularly because I knew what they meant, but because they just felt right. No, I knew what they meant. But I just, you ever have a moment of self-doubt where you're like, that's not a word that's coming out of my mouth?
Yes. Most of the time while I'm talking.
Synonyms of fractious include grumpy, bad-tempered, irascible, irritable, crotchety, grouchy, cantankerous, short-tempered.
Please tell me how you're not describing yourself
right now. I am describing myself. Curmudgeonly, peevish. Peevish?
There you
peevish.
Go. Peevish. You are very curmudgeonly.
Crabby, crusty, prickly, and touchy.
You know, they always say old curmudgeon, but like, what's a young curmudgeon?
Me.
That's true. So what would your resolution for the disability community be?
I think that we need to try harder to hold up our end of the bargain in social justice conversations. So by that, I mean, we're very quick to become argumentative about little things. And sort of what you were saying, we get very wrapped up in the details and we're quarrelsome about language and goodness knows I love language more than anything, and I will fight you to the death probably about words and the importance of their usage. But I think we need to start learning when to differentiate between having an argument over something that's really not going to change somebody's mind or further our cause in any way versus devoting our energy to people who are willing to engage and learn and have conversations. And I realize I'm probably going to get some hate for that because people are either going to say, on the one hand, it's not our job to educate everybody, or on the other hand, that if somebody does something wrong, they deserve to be called out for it. So I can't win for losing.
If you're not willing to educate somebody after you call them out, then you're not calling anyone out. You're just bullying them. It's not your onus. It's not your job to educate anybody. But if you really believe that, then shut up. Unless you're willing to explain to somebody why what they're saying is wrong, because otherwise you're just a bully.
And I think that that probably leads to my second resolution, because in using the word bully, the other thing is that there are members of the disability community that are bullies. To everyone, to other people within the disability community, to people outside the disability community, to their dog, to their iguana. Like, stop it.
I have one, too. I have another one that's sort of similar and related to all the ones we just said. But we got to learn to see the forest from the trees.
Oh, yes.
Like, not just with words, like, at all. Like you said, the disability community loves to get wrapped up in details. And that's great. I mean, truly, when it comes to things like legislative policy and things like that healthcare bill that affects all of us. You know, things like that, of course, oh my God, make detailed lists about every letter on the bill. I mean, like, that is where that is necessary. But, you know, if it's not something that requires a microscope, don't use one, because you'll end up getting lost in the details when you're just not seeing the bigger picture, is all I'm saying. Sometimes.
I think that pretty much everything we've said can probably be combined into one resolution, although I don't quite know how to do so artfully and succinctly. But I do think that an overarching resolution needs to be that we are smarter about how we focus our energies. Because when we do get lost in the little things and we get so stuck in the weeds, that's when I think we're hindering our own progress.
Especially because, you know, the people that need to hear what we're saying the most. I mean, I don't know, because, you know, I'm in this as much as you are. I mean, I'm not really in the community like you are, but I am somebody who is disabled. So I get it insofar as what you're supposed to know. But I feel like if you're someone who's able-bodied and completely ignorant to all these facts, right? And you Google something, or you hear an argument, or you're just punched in the face with all this information all at once. And I feel like maybe from the outside looking in, it could be very, very daunting and very unwelcoming. And I really don't know how to fix that, but I do know that you can't increase a community if you're hell bent on, you know, almost alienating. I don't know. I really don't know. I agree with everything you just said,
though. Well, I think that social justice in and of itself, and recognizing the humanity and the civil rights of other people, does require some grappling. I mean,
oh, yeah, of course. You got to learn things. Yeah. But, like, at what cost? You know, I'm saying, like, if I have to read like a 500 page manifesto about your cause to understand your cause, maybe your cause is too esoteric to care about.
Well, disability rights is not esoteric. We could just do a better job of making it more accessible to people. But
isn't that ironic?
Well, then that's always been my saying. If we want the world to be accessible to the disability community, then we need to make the ideas and concepts surrounding disability rights accessible to the world. But if we ain't doing that, then we are not driving down a two-way street. You know, I don't think that we should say that we need to turn ourselves into people who are like, come over to our side, we have cookies. You know, it's not easy. But I think that we need to work on finding balance in a middle ground. So that would be...
I agree.
How many resolutions is that? Like 26?
I counted like 4. 26, 4, give or take 20.
What else does the community need to resolve to do better? Or differently? Or maybe stay exactly the same? I don't know.
Don't discount members of the community because they disagree with you. I see that too much. I see that way too much. I like that bothers me to my core, and it's not just because I often disagree with the disability community. Although I'd be lying if I said that my reason for saying that wasn't rooted in that fact, but I do see that all the time. It's like somebody has an opposing view on something, and just it's like a flash mob. It's like all of a sudden you have the entire force of the community's entire focus on Earth is now to explain to that guy why what they just said was terrible. And it's like, don't be that way. Stop it. Just haven't you got anything better to do?
I suppose that I would add on to that, don't discount someone from the disability community just because they have a different disability than you do, or
they're does that happen?
Too disabled, not disabled enough.
Oh yeah.
Were you being sarcastic?
No, I've never had that. I mean, not to me. I've seen a lot of stuff. I've never seen that, but I believe
you've never been told that you're not disabled enough.
Oh no, that I've been told. But I haven't. You said, wait, what did you say? You said don't discount people because they have a different disability.
Yeah,
than you.
So I guess that I was just not articulating it very well. But basically, what I was trying to say was every disability experience is different. So let's not alienate some people.
Yeah.
Even though Kyle is always wrong and not disabled enough.
And Emily is always right and way too disabled.
It's a strange balance.
And that's why we're here.
In the bathroom stall. Can you think of any others? Because I think that actually kind of covers it.
I mean, as much as we love to harken back to our first episode, I would say pick your battles, but how often have we said that?
You know what? That needs to be said so many times, over and over and over and over. Pick your damn battles.
Yeah.
But isn't that exactly what we were saying in various ways? Yeah,
I guess. I guess so. You're right. And also, I would say we also need to do away with the chips on our shoulder, which is, I guess, also related to everything else. But like, just because someone doesn't know the intricacies of every aspect of the disability brand of social justice doesn't mean that they're a monster, and nor does it mean that when informed they disagree with it, that they become a monster. It just means that they might think of it differently. They might be a monster. But just if they just don't know and then disagree when they do know, that doesn't automatically make them the worst.
Although the more that I'm thinking about it, even though I just said I couldn't really think of anything else, I realize that we've done a very good job of pointing out things that we consider to be flaws that need to be worked on. And we've also done episodes on more positive things, especially taking care of yourself, which, like, oh my God, don't let activism or arguing for your cause get in the way of actually being good to yourself. I mean, that needs to be your resolution that everybody has.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself first, because if you're not presenting your best self when you're being an advocate, then you're not being the best you can be. So make sure you're the best you.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself.
I think Dr. Seuss said that, right?
That was something like definitely that. Dr. Seuss.
No, not check yourself before. Not that. I meant you're the best you you can be, or whatever that was.
No one
is you or the you. Than you. Yeah, it's from All the Places You'll Go, which is like awesome.
It's a great book.
It is a great book because there's a piece in it that, like, he tells kids, like, sometimes life won't, no matter how much you want it, no matter how hard you try. And, like, that's such a necessary thing. And it was just, like, cool. Everything else is so positive. And then there's that one little bit where it's like, hey, listen, not always, all right? And then he goes right back to being positive. And it's like, it's so good. It's way off topic. But still.
No, that's a good reality check, though.
Yeah.
Like, totally you're amazing. Awesome.
Love that guy.
Sometimes things are going to be terrible.
But never forget how awesome you are. It's like, what a freaking positive message.
I'm remembering the quote now. I think it's, today you are you. That is truer than true. There is no one alive who is youer than you.
There you go.
Is that in Oh, the Places You'll Go? I think that's... It are you sure? I think it's in a different book.
Yes. I'll bet you $5.
It's in a Happy Birthday book. Dr. Seuss has a Happy Birthday book? This is Googling with Kyle and Emily. And now...
Oh, and what would you say that we need to do? In relation to the disability community.
That's a great question. I love that you turned it back on us. No, that's really good, because here we are being like, we can't tell you how to live your life, but here are 5 different ways to live your life right now.
I mean, you got to turn the mirror back on yourself every once in a while.
Gosh. I think that we need to branch out.
I agree.
And I also think that when people disagree with us, we need to hear them. We need to truly hear them out. But we also need to dig deep and decide if we are remaining true to ourselves.
So listen carefully, but stand your ground.
Well, in my case, I'm going to sit my ground.
Oh, well, I'll stand my ground. You can sit your ground.
I can't sit on the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, I can, but...
Well, then you can't get back up.
So I'd rather be where I can get up. Anyway. Yeah. I also do think that we could stand to take our own advice more often.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
And not be preachy.
Word for word. I mean, I don't mind
being preachy without...
You got to practice what you preachy.
Practice what you preachy?
Mm-hmm. Which is hard to do, honestly. But we're going to try. And we're also going to be, we're going to try to be better about putting episodes out.
That's a good resolution. Should we say regular schedule?
I mean, we kind of had one, but we should have one again. I don't know. I think that 2018 is going to be a good year for us. And I think that 2018 is going to be a good year for the disability community. And I think it's going to be a good year for you and I separately, respectively. I'm just full of positivity for some reason. I think it's the caffeine in the soda I'm drinking.
Yeah, Kyle's been drinking caffeine this entire time at 10:30 at night.
It's not like I have worked. Oh, wait.
But you do.
Oops. I don't know, Emily. You got any resolutions, last minute resolutions? I mean,
for us, for other people in general.
I don't know. You got like an hour and a half before it's January 2nd, so you can't make a resolution on the second day. That doesn't count.
I understand. No, I'm not going to add to my resolutions or make up a resolution because that doesn't feel intentional. That just feels like I'm forcing myself to do something. And then I would be going against my first resolution, which is not having resolutions and instead being intentional.
So what you're saying is by not having more resolutions that you're in effect already, not 24 hours after you declared it and the start of the year, practicing your original resolution. That is dedication, the likes of which the world has never seen.
Sure.
Also, I just saw a very depressing headline. Depressing headline. From CNBC, when a $1 million nest egg isn't enough. And that's the future we're going to live in. But, you know, to hell with that. 2018 is going to be good.
Who's ready?
I'm ready.
And we're now just going to spend the rest of this podcast episode saying various affirmations.
Can they all be from SpongeBob SquarePants or what?
If you had to choose one affirmation from SpongeBob, what would it be?
That would be it. I think. I don't know. I don't know. Who knows? I just think that when it comes to everything that we do and everything that we are, we can always do better. Like, that's the thing. You know, I love this episode and I feel like it's great and it's all good advice, but like there's never, ever going to be a time when you and I are going to sit here and record this podcast and go, well, that's it, everybody. We've done everything. And I think that's equal parts. Like, I don't know, like. Upsetting, right? Because your work is never done. And in a perfect world, we wouldn't need to do this because there wouldn't be any injustice. But also it's like exciting and exhilarating and daunting and like it's all these things and it's like I don't know, just gotta bite off more than you can chew it and then post your podcasts. That's my inspirational message for 2018.
I have another revolution, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Let's keep learning.
Always.
And if we're not good, if we mess up, let's do better. This is for us and this is for everyone.
This could be a Mr. Rogers
basically,
episode.
It's a beautiful day in the bathroom stall. So, won't you be my neighbor?
And there you have it. My favorite part of that show was watching him, like, put on his sweaters. I didn't, like, it's
no,
so
I know
stupid.
What you're talking about, though.
And the crayon episode. Oh, I love the crayon episode. I know this is so off topic, but we're done anyway, so who cares? The crayon episode when he shows about how crayons get made and it's like so colorful and you see all the inks and it's like everyone born between the years like 1985 and 1996.
I liked
exactly
all the imaginary stuff too.
Yes.
Oh man. Anybody just want to quit while we're ahead and watch Mr. Rogers?
he was a, like just a bastion of hope for humanity, man. Love that guy. Of course, now that I said that, there's bound to be someone that's going to go, well, actually, he was terrible. Here's 17,000 reasons why. I know. I don't know. Do you have any final takeaways, Emily?
Live each day like it's your last.
I can't top that. I can't do that, because if I knew for sure that tomorrow was my last day, I would do much more risky things than I would ever do betting that it's not. Like, I would probably jump out of a plane and I could never actually skydive because I'm afraid of heights. But if I knew I was going to die tomorrow, who gives a yeah, no, that's still good advice. I don't know. 2017 was cool. 2018 will be cooler.
No, 2017 was.
Yeah. Personally cool. 2018 will hopefully be personally cooler. Cool.
Yeah. All right. 2018, slow clap. Oh my
and
God.
On that note,
in case anybody's wondering why I've been weird this whole episode, I was up really late and I think I ingested some silly string. So, for whatever that's worth.
Wouldn't it be, like, terrible if we found out that, like, ingesting silly string causes, like, yeah, mild psychosis temporarily? Or some, I don't know, some weird, wicked stuff like that. Anyway, good night, everybody. There will be a much cooler episode next time where we talk about things and stuff. I don't want to say what we're going to talk about because in case we change our minds...
I'm going to say, on a quick, sappy note, holy moly, thank you for listening to us in 2016 and 2017 and sticking with us in 2018. We promise that not all our episodes are going to be waxing poetic like this, but we're glad you're here.
We love you guys.
We do. But not each other. We don't love each other.
No.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.